And we're off. I'm Rudy.
I'm Steven.
Okay, kids. Wait, it would be probably be better if we actually identify ourselves.
Yeah.
And be closer to the mic.
This episode is entitled Delusions of Grandeur.
Yeah. I don't have any response to that.
Well, we haven't done a particular recording in a while because we've had what is called life.
Yeah, life's hit us pretty hard.
And
lately,
apparently a skunk just walked into the room.
Okay, I'm pulling up the notes. The biggest thing that happened, I guess, since the last time was Osama bin Laden got
killed.
He's
dead?
Yeah. He owed me money, too.
Bastard. He was going to show me cool things like where to hide.
Apparently
he's really good at it.
Yeah, hiding in a compound in Pakistan, and now we're kind of chiding Pakistan. And we just, President Obama said, we'll go in if we need to, so deal with it.
Side note. You see this card?
Yes.
This card was Lisa's, and it is for the it is for our aggregated checking accounts.
Okay.
And you know, pretty much every lifeline that we have is in our main. Everything goes into this account. But she gave me the card one day, and I forgot I had it. And it was in my jeans, because I don't know about you, but jeans are just kind of one of those things you never really wash until they get to the point where...
No, unless they're, like, brown with mud.
Exactly.
Or some other substance that's brown.
Let's go with that. But I took my jeans off, and they were in my pocket, and I hadn't worn those jeans in a while. Yeah. So I just usually throw them on top of the closet, so when I get back into them later...
Okay, at least.
And, yeah, and I was like, maybe like a week or two later after Lisa had already... called and got the card replaced because she was looking everywhere for it, dude. She tore apart the room. She tore apart the living room. And she's like, she goes, I don't know where it is. And, dude, she was going crazy because she thought she lost it, and I wouldn't let her think. I was like,
but you realize you're being recorded right now, right?
She's not going to listen to this. But anywho, she... finally, and I was like, oh, man. And we had so much trouble because when they sent it, the replacement card, they didn't put the apartment number, so it just went to a generic address, and they sent it back.
No.
So, you know, this whole time, I think we went like almost a week, almost 2 weeks, you know, with them trying to send the card.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like finally when she got it, I was like, I had the card in my pocket, you know, and she was like, of course, she didn't really make too much of a big deal out of it, but yeah, I knew she was bitter because mainly...
Sleeping in the back seat of your car.
Yes, it was. It wasn't even my car. But anyway, but I found that another use for this card, though, is really good, and it has a very nice, you know...
I guess so.
...strength, and it's able to scoop them. Here, if you can hear that.
Yeah.
That is me grinding my teeth. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
But anywho, so what's on the list here?
Osama bin Laden was the first thing, because that was, like, a while back, so... The silent helicopter, you said, oh, put that on the list. And you had something about the silent helicopter.
Dude.
Or it was just the silent helicopter. How cool is that?
It is kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not.
You got to think, how often do you get to hear a silent helicopter? You'll never know if you heard one or not.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, there goes one now.
Yeah. Where? Let me go flush your stuff real quick. Feces. I mean feces.
Yeah, feces. Yes. I just keep looking at the recorder, making sure I put it in the right slot, and I did.
Oh yeah, the last time we recorded, damn near an hour of us.
No, that first one was like 30 minutes, but it was like this the entire time. Isn't that right? it wasn't fun.
We thought we said some really profound, like,
I knew we didn't, but it was just like the principle of it, because we hadn't done it in a while at that point too, so I forgot that it goes on the. Right-hand side. I'm dyslexic, too, so it didn't help. On the side with the without the headphone on it.
I've got herpes. You don't hear me complaining.
You do complain a lot about your herpes.
It is a nice raspberry patch that pops up every now and then. Sometimes I like to pick it.
In the back of your throat?
Don't be gross. It's on the inside of my cheek. that was pretty disturbing. But anywho... Well, it's here May 28th.
Man, it's the
wow.
We can be old men and complain about how fast the
time flies.
It's been 5 months. This year, it's already almost going to be halfway. We're going to go into the 6 month now.
But the great news is, I've got like 1 month left, and my car's fucking paid off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, done. Done with
it. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's cool. So, but then again, I got to get right back into another fucking car note because I got to get another car for Lisa. So that'll be fun.
I thought she had one.
No, we have that Explorer, but yeah. It's mainly my stepson's. We bought it for him. We're just using it for us temporarily until we can get past the point where my car's paid off. Then we can get back into another note.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
So, yeah, that was just a cash car.
Only interesting to you.
It is. Delicious dish.
Hot mic.
I had some things that I don't remember what the fuck they were half the time, but most of the time I'm in a haze, if you will. It's usually a mixture of both. Well, let's just say that it's a nice cocktail. Let's call it the Heath Ledger sampler, huh?
Mm. So last Saturday at 6 p.m. Houston time, and it was on 6 p.m. throughout all the time zones, the rapture should have occurred.
Wow, at least they're very, it's convenient for, people who are conscious of them.
Yeah, the first thing is, it's New Zealand, it's 6 p.m. almost a day before, and nothing happened there. Not that any of the whole thing was true to begin with.
The funniest thing I found out of all this, again, was the fact that people spent their entire life savings giving money to that douchebag. Like, I'm sorry, it's 2011. If you're fucking stupid and naive enough to believe in a fucking book that's going to tell you some sort of Da Vinci-type code or some shit that...
Leave Tom Hanks out of this!
That's right. The Bosom Buddy was near and dear to all of us. But the fact is, if you believe in that shit, that the fact that the Earth is going to end all of a sudden out of some crazy cataclysmic type event... Because everybody's...
Of a supernatural being.
Yeah. It's like, do you realize how fucking insignificant you are? It's like, the universe doesn't give a shit about you.
Nope.
It never will, never had. It's just, you're a fucking blip. You know? I mean, actually, you're not even
Not even a blip.
No, I mean, you're giving yourself that delusions of grandeur.
Oh, wow.
It tied back in, folks.
Cosmic.
Awesome.
Oh, let me see.
Wow, we've got about at least a couple of months here of stuff that we gotta hit.
But
I've become a grandfather.
Oh, that's right. Yes. You had that fire baby.
Yes, I did. Fire baby.
So it's Rudy and Gramps.
Yes, it is.
Here in the morning on your morning drive.
I was
15 after the hour, 7:15 or 8:15.
This is the. We've gone there. Yes, we did. That's very hacky, but somebody
like we're above it.
It's true. Yeah. Oh yeah. I really should punch you in the dick for that stupid joke. A pirate with a wooden leg isn't considered naughty.
No, a man with two wooden legs has the right to be naughty. Knotty.
God.
It was on the Red Green Show. I heard it, and the other joke was. There was a fire and he burned to the ground. And I was like,
okay, that's funny.
That was funny too.
Yeah, that's actually funny. Well, I've just been grinding away and I realized I've just been doing it for the pure joy of it.
I have all the. Oh, well, who's the last wrestler to die now?
Randy. Macho Man.
Macho
Man.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Man, I remember he was popular when I started watching wrestling back in elementary school. He was popular for a long time, wasn't he?
Dude, he was like. The fucking it. I mean, he was the opposite of Hulk Hogan back in the 80s.
The opposite of that?
No, the opposite of that.
But has anybody questioned Hulk Hogan on this whole thing? He conveniently...
That's true. It is true. The Hulkamania.
Hulkamania.
It could have just finally taken its toll.
What's he going to do, brother?
Just shut up. But yeah, it was... I don't know if any of y'all listen to Opie and Anthony out there or...
You're talking like there's hundreds of people.
There is hundreds. They just don't know it yet. But anyway, they have a countdown clock, and it was 38 days from the time that there wasn't a wrestler's death. 38 days. So remember I sent you the article about...
Yeah, no, that's why I brought it up. I'm looking at the article.
The article was like 25% of all of the wrestlers that were in WrestleMania.
Of the 51 participants of WrestleMania 7, staggering 14 have died prematurely.
Good God.
Well, I mean, these guys are, you live that fast. Either because genetics, you're working out a lot, or let's be honest here, the steroids yeah. really shorten your lifespan.
Well, like, I don't know if you ever saw that wrestling documentary, Beyond the Mat.
Yeah.
Dude, you just like, you remember Jake the Snake Robert Huff? Oh, yeah. He was, you know, you got his finishing move was beating you up and then throwing a snake on top of you.
Yeah, he put the snake on you.
And, you know, the dude is a fucking crackhead in that movie, yeah. dude. I mean, they just all went like totally downhill, you know? Uh-huh. And it's just, it's kind of sad that, you know, you don't want to meet any of these people in real life because it's going to shatter. You're just like, wow, I feel really bad for that guy, you know?
Well, that's the weird thing. Have you ever met a hero, anybody that you would consider a hero, I mean?
Not really. I'm not one that goes for, like, you know, I guess celebrity kind of, like, I don't want to ask for an autograph. It's just, you know.
I did when I was a kid, but, I mean, yeah, I don't even think I did that.
I think the only, like, somewhat quasi-famous people I ever got to sign anything was Ken Caminiti. And
the late Ken Caminiti
ironically died of crack.
Another crackhead.
Yeah, and Luis Gonzalez.
Steroids. Oh yeah, I remember him. Yeah,
he called me big guy.
Well, that was true.
I was like 9, so I mean, I wasn't that fat yet.
But anyway, I doubt that.
Fucking true. Fan.
But I've met.
Oh, I met him at Fame City. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember. Fame City is like a place you do not want to go unless you want your car broken into now, apparently.
Dude, is it still open?
Yeah, it's still. Well, it's not called Fame City anymore. It's called something else. But
I don't even remember where the fuck it was.
It was on Bissonnette. It's on Bissonnette on the other side of the Beltway. Like, if you take Bissonnette all the way to where it narrows down to two lanes again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's way. Because I remember a friend of mine got married about 6 or 7 years ago, and his wife lived out there, so we went out there. And I was like, I remember that. And then my buddy was like, no, you don't want to go there unless you want your car broken into. I was like, oh.
Wow.
Because I remember we used to go play miniature golf there.
Yeah, I remember they had the laser tag. And we're like old. Yeah, no. But I remember my friend's dad took us to go get autographs because they had a whole bunch of baseball players there.
Oh, yeah, wow.
So that's where we went, and that's where I met Luis Gonzalez and a few other people. And signed a few cards, but, I mean, like, I was a kid, you know, there's a whole, oh, cool, I met a baseball player, I seen him on TV, but, you know.
Caminiti would actually be worth something now, wouldn't
actually, it? Actually, I gave that Ken Caminiti, I think it was his rookie card, and I gave it to.
Listen to the sound of a fool.
I don't fucking care. What am I
yes,
like,
you do.
This is my retirement.
Yes, you do. It's like, you know you do.
Here I come, ARP. Welcome me. I mean,
I was just sitting here waiting for you to be over.
It's okay. I'm a little drunk, so. I'm not drunk, but a little slightly buzzed. I realized that when I was driving home from the baby shower. I was like, I probably shouldn't have downed that gin and juice. And
it's like, no, I gotta go.
And I was like, wow, this is what it's like to drive slightly buzzed. I like it. Mm. But then again, you know, it's a whole pain in the ass digging baby teeth and toddler shoes out from the grill of your car. So, you know.
Says you.
That's true.
I have a list of stuff, but then I threw in a bunch of other stuff I was working on at the time, so I forget what's what. The face transplant. There's another face transplant. Why do they keep doing face transplants? They don't look that great. I'd rather not have a face and freak people out that way.
Yeah, that lady. Do you remember that lady who was...
There's that lady and there's a guy, too. But the lady looked like a Muppet, remember?
Yeah, she looked like she looked like Stan Smith from American Dad.
Pull up. Yeah, she had
a weird like triangular
yeah,
head.
I mean, what is it? Is it skin grafts or is it something that?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just like they sever like
they take off a cadaverous or freshly dead body face.
But I mean, it's just like all the nerves and shit. Because you know, I mean, you remember that thing at the. Did you go see the Body Works exhibit at do you remember how many freaking veins and shit that are you know, and they had to just microscopically tie every one of those back together. I mean, that's got to be fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, because blood flow won't happen, and then you'll just part of your face will be dead.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, that's the whole thing. Why take that kind of skin grafts, which at least just...
I don't know. Like that,
unless you have, like, really bad... Like, there's that guy who doesn't have eyes or a nose... and he has that
those prosthetics. Yeah, prosthetics. You can see his like brain sac and shit like that.
And he's like, I can't. I'm doing the face like you can see it, but you know,
he, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and you're like, are you crying?
I don't know.
Oh no! Oh, I'm so glad there's no afterlife. It'd be so badly. Say, so, you remember Steven Sistos? No, I don't know who you're talking about. Here's your podcast with him. No.
The guy you went to high school with.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I always think it would kind of be cool that, you know, when he's asleep and he takes off that prosthetic face and you're just like across the room, you got pieces of paper towel. You're like,
yeah, you're
just trying to make it into his. I mean, it's a big enough hole.
Oh, it's a huge hole. You could probably.
Hey, your mom's not here.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had to go there. I'm sorry. It was just.
Really?
Oh, I told you about my idea to make a. Yeah, that was just sweet, sweet nonsense talk. This fucking fan is driving me nuts.
Is it?
Yeah. Just one little. There you go.
Ah, the Bloodhound Gang. Yeah, that's what that. Remember the Bloodhound Gang?
Yes, I do.
We that day we went back and forth trading off.
Oh, we're terrible, trying to see who can get it.
It wasn't terrible. It just reminded me of a weird time and because it was the like in the late 90s.
Yeah, it was what 90 like this.
It was between
song,
97 and 2000.
I know it was the first year of college. Like I can as soon as I hear like a song, instantly flashback like going bullshitting with you in the lab.
Yeah,
you know it's like I can remember vividly like you know that, what song does it for me every fucking time. Is that fastball song? No,
the way, yeah.
It's just like, oh, I was like, but it's a catchy song.
It's a catchy song, but it's pretty pointless.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
They're from Austin, I don't
think. Yeah, they're from Austin. They played in Houston like over New Year's or something.
They're still a band.
They haven't had a hit, of course.
Yeah, but they probably have. They're like, I guess you know, hipster indie.
Yeah, they're hipsters. Kind of thing, so. Yeah. Like, have you ever heard? You've probably heard of Kings of Leon.
Yeah, I've never.
I heard one song and it was just, it's so corny, but it's got a good hook to it.
I told you, like, the one that Mumford & Sons,
that's a catchy song.
And you're like, no, this is a hipster song.
I know it is, but it's catchy.
Just, there's something about it just, like, hits you. You're like, man, that's.
Didn't I, my dear? Yeah.
It's actually a very good song.
It's a decent song. Oh, speaking of which, on that is, I'm pointing at a thumb drive. I have this new Steve Martin record.
That's it.
The new Steve Martin record that's like bluegrass and banjo stuff, and it's tremendously. It's like, man, I wish I could play banjo, but I mean, playing guitar is really hard. But banjo, you play with three fingers, and it's five strings.
Oh,
it's three.
It just three fingers. Collateral damage, sir.
Yeah, I know. Ooh. But there's a song, Atheists Have No Song. Mm-hmm. It's a really good. They recorded it from the Austin City Limits. It's really yeah, nice. But Mind Control Parasite.
I'm sorry, I've got to do something right quick. It's bugging the fuck out of me.
Oh, the table keeps moving back and forth, so he's adjusting the legs on the table. And while you're
the table.
Oh, there you go. Yep, you got it.
I'm handy.
And while you're down there.
Tie your shoes?
Please.
I can't hear you, Rudy.
Yeah. It didn't get much better. The time didn't make it like, oh, hey, now we're professionals.
No, you hear more steady Steven.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, there you go. Or even you.
That
was funny, and you know it. So you go even instead of even Steven, you just say even me.
No.
That's going to catch on again.
It wasn't funny 2 years ago.
Yes, it was.
Funny now.
Yes, it was.
No. Hey, a key.
Zombie ant fungus parasite.
That's pretty fucking cool.
So
that's all I got on it.
There's that, and there's one with a cricket.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, Joe Rogan talks about it a lot.
Yeah, how that. That's pretty fucking cool. Nature is crazy awesome and shit it does.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, but it's all part of a.
Like the whole thing with the tornadoes, like how it just leveled Joplin.
Yep.
You know, remember everybody, you know, it's cliche at this point. You're saying like, "Oh, we're gonna rebuild." Of course, you're gonna rebuild.
Yeah, you have no choice.
You know, it's. But that's Mother Nature's way of telling you to get the fuck out. This is not a very, very nice, hospitable land when this time of season rolls around. It's going to fuck you up.
And this year, it's even worse. The heat is worse.
Because the way that we have had no rain since January.
Yeah, there's only been less than half inch, just technically trace amounts of rain for the last 5 months. This is the sixth driest period ever.
Yeah, it's going to domino effect later on down the road as far as like even with rice, because Texas is a huge producer of rice.
Yeah. And within miles of here.
Yeah. And all that shit is just, of course it's going to go up because half the shit's probably not even, going to be come to what the hell they do at harvest. There you go. Yeah. Shut up.
That was 20 minutes in for the first shut up. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. But anyway, so apparently I've got to get rid of Bud.
Again?
Yeah, but this time it's because, Lisa doesn't like animals. She doesn't have anything. No, she hates animals.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just Bud.
It's not just dogs.
She shows her contempt for Bud whenever I see her.
Oh, yeah. She shows her contempt for any animal. I mean, she's not going to go out got her way to kick them. She's not mean to animals, but she just doesn't.
Full disclosure, she has.
I'm pretty sure she's kicked Bud a time or two, but he's deserved it for something he did. Mm. Oh, man.
Like biting someone?
Well, that too. That was actually... Well, you know what? It's a good segue. There we go.
Yeah, thank you.
That was. There you go. That was a segue, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, this one time, Lisa had asked me to go with her to check the mail. So I was like, but I just... okay. I didn't have my shoes on. I was in my slippers and just fucking totally bummed out.
Underoos and...
They're not underoos, okay? They're action hero underpants.
Fair enough.
Maybe they have a little bit of absorbent, but sometimes I just don't like to go to the restroom, okay? But anyway, so Lisa made hamburgers that night. And again, I had only eaten half of it. And let's just say that I was in prime position to eat a hamburger because it just the time called for it. And that's a roundabout way of saying that he was. Anyway, so we went to the mailbox, came back, and I looked on the bed because I walked into our bedroom before Lisa did. And on the bed, it was, I left my hamburger. And I came back. There was no hamburger. So I just like, motherfucking dog. As soon as he saw me walk in, he looked at me and he went straight to his bed and crawled under his blanket.
And I was like,
motherfucker, you did it. And I walked in there. Sure enough, there was no hamburger. It was completely clean off the plate. And I was like, okay, so Lisa didn't see it, so I grabbed the plate and put it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking dog. He's like, Lisa would jump your shit if she saw this. So I was like, okay, maybe he's in the clear, because I didn't want her to get bitch at me for him doing stupid shit that he always does. And I was walking around, and I stepped on something where I was like, motherfucker, he didn't eat the tomatoes or pickles. He just spat them on the side of the bed.
Well, he doesn't like vegetables or fruits.
Actually, he likes bananas.
He likes bananas?
He loves bananas.
It's like a zooner.
It's true, but I do them for another reason.
Yeah, you like bananas for a completely different reason.
They tickle. But anyway, so...
Those are plantains. They're big.
Anyway, I think that was the same... I think it was before he bit him. He bit this old Mexican dude who is the owner of a dog that Bud can't stand. They both have that Napoleon complex kind of a thing.
One eyebrow, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And they hate each other. From the moment they see each other, they're just barking at each other like they want to kill each other. And there's one time that Bud got a hold of that dog and bit him up pretty good and vice versa. They take their battle wounds, So Bud at one time I had opened the door and there's a cat and he fucking booked it after the cat. And I was like, motherfucker, I just got home from work. And so I was like, God damn. So I had to get his leash and I went to go get him. And I was trying to lure him back, but on that side of the complex, there's a dog that I guess is in heat because, once he gets that woof, he's gone.
Hey, no pun intended. Yeah, it actually was.
But, he takes off, and he's, going back and forth. Like, he's got one track mind. Nothing's going to, divert
him. Stop him now.
Except that fucking dog.
No.
That old man was walking his dog, and then I was like, motherfucker, maybe I get to Bud before he sees that dog.
Yeah.
Sure enough, man, I was like... fucking beelines towards that dog, and that old man pulls the collar up and like tosses him in the air to catch his dog.
Yeah.
While the whole time Bud is like jumping, trying to bite him, and that other dog is trying to bite Bud. So he's trying to hold him back, and his dog is sitting there like, you know, barking at Bud, and Bud is fucking like snarling with teeth showing. He bit the man's jeans. He didn't, you know, break the skin, obviously, because it's jeans. Yeah. And he knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey. Hold on one thing. Pause.
Okay. And we're back.
That was a bit of a departure for us. Ah.
Yeah, don't, mic. Don't turn the mic off.
I didn't mean to. Apparently it was in-laws and came over unexpectedly and put a pause on our whole flow of conversation, but I really don't remember where we left off.
Yeah, we weren't having that much of a flow anyway.
That's true. Sarah Palin, go.
Oh, so...
Go ahead.
The fact that she hasn't announced... Well, the thing, I remember I told you about it, but it was on IM, and I don't know if you were ever responding.
I read it.
No, because it's 18 months until the presidential election. Why is it so important that the Republicans are running right now?
What just kind of like, no, was when I fucking heard, you know, like Rick Perry. Like, it's like he's going to throw his hat in there. You know,
oh, you know he will.
He is.
He is.
And it's just like, this guy told people to pray for fucking rain.
Pray for rain, yes.
So, you know.
And by the way, hadn't worked.
No.
FYI.
It's like they're just not praying hard enough. Dear but, Jesus.
Hey, who's the jerk that prayed for the tornadoes in Dallas recently? They had hail. They had softball-sized hail the other day.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit, dude.
A friend of mine lives in Dallas, and she had a picture of the... She held one. It was probably... It was a little bit smaller than this. And she put... I thought it was clever because she put hail no. I was like, yeah, that's clever. She's a nice person. Anyway.
Anywho. But, yeah, Sarah Palin,
Sarah Palin hasn't thrown her hat in the ring. You know she will,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, they showed pictures of her tour bus and this and that.
She has she's touring the country.
Why is, like, she is just kryptonite. I mean, the Republican Party doesn't even want to fucking back her, but she has all them crazy teabaggers.
The great thing about the teabag movement is that...
It'll split the vote with Perry.
It will split the vote. It's going to do a Ross Perot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really hoping for. Rick Perry
is a solid
candidate for president.
It's sad as it sounds. But
yeah.
I mean, but right now, it's that whole thing, turd sandwich or giant douche. Which one do you want? I mean, the more and more, like, I do follow politics. I follow politics very closely. I mean, I'm a news junkie. That's all I usually listen to is talk radio. I listen to POTUS.
I don't even go that far, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's most of the shit that I'm just ended up yelling at my radio or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm just like, no!
Exactly.
Just, yeah. But, sorry if I'm a little close.
Yeah, no, hot mic.
Hot mic.
No, stay close. I'll just turn the thing down
there
a little
you go.
Bit, and it'll even.
Oh, yeah, this is the beginning of the movie I was talking about.
So, Rodriguez produced it or directed it?
Yes, and
Troublemakers. What
was the name of it? I forgot the name of the director, but yeah, it's Rodriguez had his own little, you know, flavor into it. You can see where his little influences are here and there. Of course, Danny Trejo's in there. I remember, didn't you meet him in high school or something like that?
He was. That was him because it was this thing, this assembly we had, and the movie, they played a movie, and we're like, okay. And I think it might have been Desperado or it might have been Mariachi. Mm-hmm. And it was like... And then he walked up in front, and he stopped the DVD player. And I remember the girl sitting next
to videotape.
It might have been a videotape. It was probably a videotape.
Yeah.
And then the girl sitting next to me turned to me and said, as loud as this, "Hey, that's him!" And I was like, "Really? I would have never guessed." He's not a big man, but he's like noticed. You know who?
You don't. It looks like he can handle himself.
Yeah, he can handle himself. He was in jail for a while.
Yeah.
He was. He's like 65.
Fuck.
He's 65 or 66 years old. I didn't know
he's
how old he was.
Better shape than both of us.
I know. He's way better shape. I got winded. I was picking tomatoes today.
That's the description of a true man.
Yeah, I was picking some tomatoes today.
And he was holding the basket thusly so.
And I got winded. I literally was picking tomatoes and I got winded. That's not even a joke. I wish I weren't joke or lying when I said I was picking tomatoes and I got winded.
Where were we?
Sarah Palin is a great thing for Democrats. Well, if Democrats actually had the guts to do what they need to do, if they had the guts to do what everybody points to FDR because that was an important road mark.
Yeah, because he had balls.
Yes,
he's like, you know what? He goes, our country's in the total shitter right now.
Yeah,
some of the shit maybe not be constitutional.
Yeah,
but you know what? I need to get these people back to
need
work.
To fix. And not bail the banks out. Not give billions of dollars to billionaires.
Right here, man. It's okay. The audience is right here in the table. Yeah, but it's just...
All Obama's done is done... He's just kept Bush's legacy up.
Oh, they renewed the Patriot Act.
They renewed the Patriot Act. And where are all these people? Well, did they read the bill? Did they read... Where are they now? They pissed and moaned about the health care for months, but the Patriot Act gets passed on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, and Obama signed it when he was in France. He was in France, yeah. and they're boasting about how he could sign the bill like a magic pen or blah blah blah. And I was like, why are you boasting about it? The things in the Patriot Act are at
things that
best
were
unconstitutional. We still torture. Guantanamo Bay is still open. We're running three wars now.
But you gotta admit the torture part kind of worked.
No, it didn't. Torture doesn't work.
God, it did.
No, it didn't.
Actually, it did.
No, it did not.
It did.
This podcast stops right now.
I'm just doing it to
I
fuck
know. I know. That's why.
It's like, it's okay. I understand. You back Mitt Romney for president. It's okay.
You know,
Huckabee. I just like saying the name.
Huckabee. Man, I hate that guy. And he's likable. So?
Doesn't mean he's qualified.
So president. He's a right-wing nut. Oh, but Ron Paul. No, he's a right-wing nut. He doesn't believe evolution happened. I don't, you know, I wish there was somebody to get me if I said that. That would be so great. At least there would be something behind that.
Did you ever watch Paul?
That's what I need. I'll obtain it in digital form.
I got it if you want.
Well, you can put it on that.
It's a hard CD.
I'll obtain it.
Yes.
That was, because I was thinking there's something else I was going to
get. Yeah, he had a...
Because when I got that today.
He had a good bit where... I'm not going to tell you the whole part, but when
Spoiler alert.
One more time.
Spoiler alert. We harmonize like Lennon and McCartney.
No. Well, he has Paul has an argument with Kristen Wiig's character about evolution, and just kind of goes off, and she's like, oh, no, we're made in our holy image of our father, this and that. And Paul just goes, well, how do you explain me? And he comes out, and she was like, oh, my God, freaking out. And then he's still trying to explain to her, there's other shit out there besides you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, she wouldn't listen. She's freaking out. He goes, oh, fuck this. And he touches her and, gives her all the experience. She's like, she just opens up her whole world. It's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
It was
very good, actually. Jason Bateman was actually pretty damn funny in it, too.
It made some money, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it did what it was going to do.
It did what it was going to do.
It's kind of one of those movies that's going to be, it's nerd humor.
It's cult. Nerd humor. Hopefully it'll be following. A good cult following.
Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz.
Shaun of the Dead is just... I saw it in the theater. I went to
Shaun of the Dead at the theater. Remember, I told you about it, fucker.
Nah, I doubt that.
Fuck you.
No, whenever movies come out like that, I always find out about them independently. I read the trades, and I find out about them, and I go watch them on my own without any outside interference whatsoever.
You went to an event screening of The Sound of Thunder.
I didn't say all of them were good.
That was so fucking bad.
That movie was so... It was like at the point...
Monkey
where it's like,
lizards!
It's like, am I getting punked? Is there...
Dude, you know how you get that feeling where you're just like embarrassed that you're watching this and you just like have that cringe? You're just like...
And it was a screening to get wind of what people were thinking. You know, everybody's like tremendously. We were walking out, and everybody was like polite. It was like people were asking, "What do you think?" You know, with clipboards, "What do you think of the movie?" And people were like, "Yeah, it was okay." And then the like guy, two people in front of me said, "That was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life." I got it. He literally was saying, you know, I remember him saying that, but I forgot the other part. But he was saying essentially, it was free, but I want my money back, something like that. And the lady kind of like with
like,
the clipboard.
That's time I'll never get back in my
life.
Yeah,
basically is what he said. And it's like, yeah, I agree with him.
They kind of borders.
I was laughing. So I was like,
exactly. It gets to the point where it's so bad it becomes comical.
It's like the Plan 9 movie or something like that.
The one I was telling you about with Adrian Brody was Splice. That movie, I laughed my ass off on it. It was just
Joe Rogan had talked about that, yeah.
It was so bad that it was funny. He fucks
this.
You're like, really?
Yeah.
Is he gonna fuck that? That's kinda okay, cool. And it's just it's just a weird fucking movie. It's Sarah Pauly in there, the one the chick from Go. She's in there as well.
Okay.
She gets knocked up by it. And it's just weird. Very weird. But definitely if you want to laugh. And check it out.
Yeah, Joe Rogan had talked about it. Yeah, how funny it was.
Strange. I forgot I was going to look up something on here. Google. I can see my face.
I forget if it's for the iPad. I think there's a Dragon Dictation app too.
Yeah.
I know for the iPhone I can compose a text with it. I haven't done it yet, but I could compose a text.
See, like
that's like a throwback to the other movie, yeah.
This is where you're introduced to his character. Wow, it got really quiet.
Yeah, it did. I was watching Topher Grace.
Hang from a tree.
Mm. His name is Topher Grace.
It's actually Christopher Grace.
Really? Oh, wow. That makes sense. I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. I was like, Topher Grace? It's like, who in the world is Topher? Oh, from That 70s Show.
Yes.
Topher? Why not just go by Chris?
Probably somebody already, Chris Grace.
Oh, that would be SAG. Something with a SAG. Okay. Screen Actors Guild.
They got to do that.
It helps. So this.
There you go.
So this is Predators. It came out last year, right?
Yeah.
I really meant to see it in the theater because it looked that interesting, but oh yeah, that guy, his hair always looks the same.
Yeah, he has that weird horseshoe hairline kind of thing. Yeah, I'm starting to develop it as well.
I'm getting that too, and I resent myself for it.
You know, like,
it's just age. It's just going to happen.
It's going to happen. No way around. I'm not going to fight it. Like right here, I even noticed I got a little spot, like kind of thinning.
Oh no, I'm
I was like, I remember.
Listen to two old guys talk about their hairlines.
Entering our 30s, it's awesome. Early 30s.
We're in our 30s.
Dude, I'll be 34 this year. Wow.
34.
I know. You know, I today when I was leaving work, the security guard, he's a kid. I mean, to me, he looks like he's probably 19, 20. He's a young dude. He called me. He says, "Good night, sir." And I okay, good night. I was like, oh, man. But I guess I had to shave this off because I totally fucked it up.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. Yeah.
So now it's kind of growing back. So it's growing back even. But yeah, I look like a Steve? Shut up. Just shut up. Jesus.
Even me.
It's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I had a chuckle, but it just that was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Holds up.
Just like MC Hammer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Turned his mother out.
Did he?
Or turned this mother out. What was that song?
I don't want to go back there. Okay. Just let's leave him where he was. Leave him owing Neon Deion Sanders some money.
Oh, yeah, that didn't he?
Dude, and speaking of that, why don't athletes do two sports anymore? That was like a thing of the 90s.
That was only a handful of it. Was like.
Remember Bo Knows?
Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson. You played him in Tecmo Bowl and NES, and he ran faster than anybody.
Yeah. It wasn't his name because they couldn't get his license or something like that. Yeah. So they had I forgot it was like players. I forgot what it was. Dude, Tecmo Bowl was a shit.
Tecmo Bowl. I remember I did it two or three times, took the entire season, and then won the Tecmo Bowl. And that was the biggest accomplishment of my childhood. That's the only thing I really remember being a kid. When people talk about being a child and they're like, well, I was 6 years old when blah, I don't remember any of that, honestly.
Yeah, it's not that I
had a bad childhood either. I was perfectly normal.
There's certain things you just totally forget because it's not important. It's not
relevant.
Yeah,
it's not important. But the Tecmo Bowl victories, I remember I hooked it up to the VCR and I recorded me playing and winning the Tecmo Bowl. Yeah.
Wow.
It was more along the lines of I knew how to hook up the VCR to the... So that way I could record Nintendo. But
it was weird because I was always that kid who knew how to hook shit up, you know?
Stay lamb. Yeah.
Pointing
at the mixing board and the mics. Yes. I still do that.
Oh, I didn't tell you. That was one of the things we had. We were hopping all over the place.
That's a first.
Stayed in the obvious, folks. Mm-hmm. I remember I told you about my run-in at McDonald's.
Yes.
It was, well, let's just say it wasn't one of Steven's shinier moments, but it felt like I had to do it.
When you were telling me on IM and you said that she couldn't frame me, I was like, mistake.
Yeah. I was going to work. I was already a little late, but it wouldn't have been that late. But, you know, I was like, fuck it. It's not like I'm going to be early late, so I'm going to go to McDonald's, grab me some breakfast. One of the McDonald's was, the first McDonald's was packed, so I was like, fuck it, let me go to the other one, so loop around, go back to work. So pulling up into the drive-thru, there was some lady sitting there, you know, I was waiting in line, and it moved up a little bit, and then this lady starts backing up, so I'm thinking, okay, she was parked in the parking lot in front of the restaurant, so maybe, you know, she's going to back out and get out. This cunt backs up and stays in line. And I'm like, what the?
Doesn't make any sense.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, did she not understand what's going on? And you know, she had her window down, and I was just looking at her like, I want to fucking kill you. I hope your fucking clit gets stuck in a bike chain. It was just flashes of red, dude. I was pissed.
Yeah.
And then she rolled down the window to order her stuff. I was like, yeah, it's really, really nice of you to cut in line in front of me like that. You know, she looks at me, and I was like, yeah, I'm talking to you, bitch. And I don't know why I said it. It started going.
Yeah.
And then she was like, she looked back, she goes, go to hell, you dumb bastard. And I told her, what the fuck did I tell her?
I'm already there.
Yeah, I was like, I'm already in hell with this, like, but there's some dumb cunt cut in front of me. And then she, like, shot the finger at me. And I was like, in at that point, she'd move up, and you know, she didn't move up far enough for me to get to order into the, you know, to the drive through. And you know, they're like, "Can I help you?" I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't move up yet. There's a dumb bitch in front of me," you know. And she had her window down, and I was just, I'm just fucking pissed. And I was so glad it was a woman.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We love to see this one. I probably would have still spouted off and rolled up my window.
Yeah.
911, there's somebody at my window. I called his wife a cunt.
That's inexcusable behavior.
No, it's just
though.
Like, just really, there was a long line. I was in it. There was people behind me, and she backed up and cut in front of me. I was like, I told her, I was like, I hope you fucking choke on your fucking food, you dumb bitch. And then that's when she yelled back. She goes, yeah, go to hell, you dumb bastard. Mm-hmm. And that's when I called her, you know, cut in line in hell. You know. But yeah, it was just infuriating. Just at that point, because I think that was me, just like, dude, I opened up both barrels, just like let out all my anger because I was just like a shitty week at work.
Yeah.
You know, busy as fuck. And she was just there, and the moment I had to act upon it, and it just felt right.
It's always good to let your anger out on strangers.
Yeah, and you really don't get to use the word cunt too often without actually any...
Yeah, without repercussions.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it just, again, but
you don't want to do that.
She was doing something cunty, so
she had
to be called out on
it. Yes.
I mean, so
people that are nut jobs or mean, they don't get called out enough anymore.
You mean the me people?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's up?
So it's like the secret.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Anyway,
so we just got made fun of.
Yes, we did. We got made fun of by my neighbor because.
What do you guys do?
Play radio.
So yeah, we basically
pretty much. Yeah. They pointed out.
So do you guys sing or talk? It's like, well, we sing.
Here's a little ditty about Jack and Diane.
You gotta. And whenever I listen to this back when I'm putting it together. Always know. Okay, why do I? I don't sound nasally to me, but on the recording, everything.
My man is about to be talking. You sound a bit nasally, right?
It's
allergies, dude.
My allergies. This is the worst year for allergies on record. They're saying how everybody, even people that don't have, even people that don't have allergies, they say are getting really bad allergies this year.
Yeah, but it's not the weather.
No,
it's not.
Oh, wow. So the severity of the weather in certain places. We're having severe weather. We're exceptional drought still. There's huge tornadoes. There were daily this week through the Midwest.
There's one in Arkansas, wasn't it? What was the last one that just hit?
There was one in Oklahoma Thursday. I don't know about today. I didn't keep up with today.
I think there was one hit in Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken.
There's extreme floodings through the Mississippi Valley. They're expecting a huge amount of flooding through Northern California because they got a huge amount of snow, and that snow's got to go somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn. But hey, what are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do.
Rapture?
Of course. Actually,
got left behind.
I was going to twist again.
Like you did last summer?
No, like we did last year.
Oh. So anyway, when I got to work on Monday morning, I was early, I guess, and... this past Monday, and there was nobody in the office for about an hour, and it was completely quiet in the office. First thing I thought was, oh, crap, is it Memorial Day weekend? Did I come into work on a day where we weren't supposed to be here? And then the second thought was, everybody got raptured. Crap, where are the shoes?
Free shoes?
Was it free shoes, or was it completely clothed? Because some people were saying shoes, and some were saying clothes.
I don't know.
And then the number, it was like... If you, depending on what fairy tale you went after, I think it was 250,000, and that was it. So that means not even.
Why would you tell people about heaven then?
I know.
I don't understand that.
Because it's all fake.
Yeah, it's true.
Stephen Hawking.
There you go.
There we go.
Or as I like to call him, the real R2-D2.
Why are you talking like that?
Hold on. Hello, Rudy.
You just sound like you're underwater.
My mouth is really dry, so it got caught right there for a second.
Let me get some water before Stephen Hawking can speak again.
Like David Cross's imitation. So that's what you're going to do. I know you're going to do that.
It still cracks me up.
Yeah, it's funny. That's why.
But yeah, there's no God. There's no whole thing. There's no fairy tale, and you know you're dead. It's like whole shooting.
You're dead, and that's why you have to be here right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we still don't know a lot about the brain. Yeah, we know major parts of it and shit. Mm-hmm. But you know, who's to say that whole last split second of your life that you know you're not fucking living like 100 years in your brain because your brain that's the way you use to cope with death.
It's just you're shutting down.
Yeah, exactly.
DMT just fills your brain, and that's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. It's just nothing else, nothing more. You're done. Mm-hmm. You know, and people wouldn't believe that there's some sort of magical place. I mean, it's a cool. I mean, sure, it's comforting, or you know, but
at one point it was comforting, but I don't see it as anything comforting, really.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to hang around with all of you.
No.
I mean, I think there's some other cool shit to do. Plus, again, I just understand the whole idea of being buried either.
I don't wish to be. If you can harvest my organs, please, and let give them to somebody who needs them, and the rest of me, I could care less. Burn me, put me in a box, throw me out. Doesn't matter to me.
I want to keep all my organs. Keeps me intact, so when I get to heaven, I'll be able to use them.
You know, that's the whole argument too. That's the crazy thing about. I don't understand that. It doesn't.
I never understood either. Like, people are selfish. Yeah, I'm a fucking organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
Off chance that, hey, my number's up, I'm not going to use my fucking corneas anymore.
Nope.
Now, I mean, hell, if my lungs, hey, have at them.
Well, yeah, I doubt with anybody will want them anymore. But
what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I guess the stance for us on that is that there is no God, and it's I'm an atheist not because it's like a political movement or a stance or anything to piss people off or anything like that. I'm an atheist simply because there is no God, and I can say that with confidence, as much as there's always a very slight chance that there could be something.
Yeah, there's a slight chance that I could fucking sprout wings.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, like I said, but do I think about that? No.
No.
You know, Lisa, when, you know, again, that whole thing where opposites attract kind of a thing. The fact that, you know, she's somewhat semi-religious or quasi-religious, if you will. But, you know, she does go to church. She feels better about it and about stupid shit that I do and kind of, you know, it helps her cope with it. You know, hey, who am I to tell her not to?
Yeah, it works for people. It works for people. It certainly doesn't work
for
me.
I mean, I don't think my life's any less fulfilling or any less enjoyable because I don't necessarily believe in God. But when Lisa tells people the fact that I don't believe in God, like, my mom just flat out refused to believe that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my mom, Lisa was kind of like, you know, oh, Stephen believes God. He's religious. And she's like, no, he's not. She goes, no, he believes in something. She's like, no, he does not believe in God. My mom refused to believe it. You know, and she was like, oh, you're Catholic. You were baptized in Catholic religion. I was like,
yeah, but you were
Two, you know, I mean, I don't fucking, I can still remember the cold water being poured over my fucking head. Yeah.
I think I was a baby when that happened to me. So.
And, you know, like I said, I still remember that. I still remember that fucking, the smell.
Yeah. That's interesting.
You know, I don't know if it's just, probably cause it's just, to me, it was a traumatic event. I mean, I didn't want somebody.
Yeah, that's true. You know, somebody putting water on you forcibly is odd.
But yeah.
It's homoerotic if you think about it, though. Which is appropriate for you. You know.
I did push back on the priest a little.
Yeah. if we had any listeners, we may have lost them there. But
and gained some other ones.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. An audience is an audience.
Yeah.
So, docking. Just kidding. It's a horrible term. Yeah. Anyway. It's the last space shuttle.
The last space shuttle launched. Was it this one or is it the next one? Is there another one?
No, is it Endeavor? That was it. They put the arm on the ISS.
Okay, I kept getting confused on that. Okay, so Endeavor and that's it.
So that's it. It was the arm that was on the space shuttle, right? That came out of the bay. Was that the one that they actually attached to the?
No, it was a different thing, I believe. Yeah. I don't know exactly. Obviously, I don't because I didn't even know it was the last one. I thought there was another one.
In a way, how people are like, oh, NASA doesn't need to do this. It's like. Realize every fucking thing that you have right now is directly a result of NASA's, you know, research and development and getting to the point where, hey, it goes to the private sector. The private sector then develops on it. But all the technology took foot in NASA.
Yeah.
And, you know, like what I kind of see it. Yeah, it does suck that the whole space shuttle, you know, missions are coming to an end.
Yeah.
But. You know, again, what they're doing is kind of handing it off to the private sector again. You know, like they did every other thing. Look how, like what GE does with the, you know, MRI technology and stuff that was developed with NASA. Look what they do with it now. You know, et cetera. You know, so they're doing the whole same thing. You can see that movie is being made with the private sector as far as them going in developing, like Richard Branson. You know, the Virgin mobile guy.
When does that start? Next year or this year?
I think so. I don't know when it is, but
it's like 100. It's only 100 grand too. Relatively speaking, not a lot of money.
No, it's not. Not for going out. I think it's like right on the edge of space, right before.
Don't you go to a low Earth orbit for a short period of time?
I think so. I know you. Because
orbit's like 70 miles or 100. It's like 120 miles. The space shuttle is like 100.
Why are we trying to guess when we have the biggest source of information sitting in front of us?
Basically all of human knowledge. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, once everything finished.
The smallest and the coldest.
It is. Frightened turtle. Anyway, once we finish uploading everything we have about human existence, that's when Brainiac is going to take over and destroy the planet because we've entered all the information that we had in our lifetime. I know way too much
about that. I was just sitting here waiting for you to be done.
It's like,
I'll just enjoy this water.
And I'll wait. Wait and wait and wait. So anyway, we're talking about space shuttle. It's ending. It sucks.
Space shuttle's ending. The problem is Bush ended the program mid-second term of his presidency.
Was it for that one that they actually now canceled, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but the idea, they don't want to, the idea would be to not go back to the moon and go to Mars. But the thing is, go to the moon. Go to the moon and set up a base there. So that's your forward base to test out all of these other theories and then slingshot yourself to Mars after that. I don't understand why we're not going back to the moon first. I mean, well, we already did it. Yeah, but we need to do it again to make sure all the new technology.
I mean, it's
strictly put, for some reason I thought I was going to knock that water over. Sorry,
but it's in my hand.
I know.
I was actually tightening the lid. And calm down.
I know.
It's all right. I understand. I have it right here. I was very vigil. I had a lock on what I was doing. I wasn't going to spill it on your iPad.
Okay. Well, I wasn't worried about that. I don't know what I was thinking actually. So this only made sense to not that anything else.
No.
So anyway, what you were talking about the space shuttle, and you said you know what the thing is about going to the moon, not going to the moon.
Oh, because it's made out of cheese.
Oh,
shut up! Shut up! Really? You came back around to it. I wasn't going to do it. I thought I got off the hook. But
you had an interesting point, at least. It's made out of cheese. Shut up.
It's not
cheese. It's made out. Just shut up. Why don't you shut up? Why don't you shut up? Why aren't you shutting up?
Right back
to the Simpsons, That was just terrible. I cannot believe. I thought you had an interesting...
Oh, come on. You're naughty. Naughty.
Hey. That wasn't my joke. I thought it was funny. You know it was funny, so I don't even know why you're pretending.
It was corny funny, but...
Yes.
No, naughty. No. No.
You know it was, so I don't even know why
just
you're...
Just let it go.
Hey, you're not the one that's letting it go. It's Mister, true. The moon's made out of cheese. Shut up. Shut up. The moon's made out of cheese. You deserve getting cut in front of at McDonald's for that.
I don't have very much luck with stuff like that. Remember that robbery I witnessed? That was actually kind of cool. I think that dude got like 25 years or something like that.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, I found it in my Gmail. It was on a Click to Houston.
That's right. Yeah, you sent me that. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that was like 2004.
Was it?
Yeah. That was 2004, dude. It was like October 2004.
So that was 6-7 years ago now?
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies. Gmail was around then?
Yeah,
that's
you
true.
You sent me the invite.
I got an invite from someone, and then, I sent it out to you. I still have 98 invites if anybody wants one. And some Google Wave invites, too.
I have about 99 invites left on my Gmail. Anybody? Oh, speaking of Gmail, you confirmed that I was not the only one to send that old lady cock pics. The one who was turning 100.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, and I was like, that's sweet. And I was like, thinking, I was like, they put her number and everything out.
Yeah.
I realized the amount of spam. I was just thinking in terms of spam.
Oh, my mind was first. I thought it was cock pics. I was like, it's like,
you can write happy birthday on it.
That's what I was like. I was gonna put a candle at the end of it.
Go ahead and blow it out, lady. It's all right. Your hands feel like wet tissue paper. Oh, no. We made that turn. We made a very, very dark turn.
They've all been dark turns.
Well, yeah. It's
there's nothing nice. I just told a child that I was going to strangle my dog because of something he did.
Yeah, no, and he just looked at you like, okay. He's not old enough to understand.
It was still funny telling him.
It was funny, though, to me, but it's like, but you could have scarred that kid.
He's going to be scarred as it is.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah.
we
We just stopped the show to watch Predators.
Well, I mean, it's cool to see. I haven't seen this guy in anything other than Justified. Justified's really well written.
He plays a good psycho in this movie. But overall,
Predators. Over here. Anytime. Over here.
Come on.
Made out of cheese.
Well, it's better than when it hits your eye.
No, that's it. We're done. We can just end it right there.
There you go.
And that's it.
We'll get you next week. Yeah.